Hi, it's November 6. In 1970, Aerosmith played their first show at a high school in Massachusetts. Took a little while, but eventually they hit the charts with hits like this. And it's the anniversary of the day in 1999 when we went to the polls in a referendum to decide whether Australia should become a republic.
Australia should become a republic by the year 2001.
If we are to become a republic, the people themselves should directly choose the president.
We share a continent, we share a past, a present and a future. And our head of state should be one of us.
The motion was defeated convincingly.
Well, a quick look at how people are voting shows 44% support for yes, 56% no.
November 6 birthdays. Topping the list is an actress whose career has spanned six decades. Sally Field is 74. Her first starring role was in the 60s TV series Gidget.
I fell in love with two things, Jeff, my moon doggy, and surfing.
Maria Shriver, the US newsreader and former wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger, is 65 today.
We're about to show you a brain fitness program that researchers now say could be a game changer.
Actor Peter DeLuise turns 54. The son of great comedic actor Dom DeLuise starred in 21 Jump Street.
Very good. I give you an A.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Special birthday for Ethan Hawke. He's 50. Starred in Reality Bites and Training Day. Probably best remembered for his first major role in Dead Poets Society.
The sweaty tooth madman with a stare that pounds my brain.
Oh, that's excellent.
AFL great Darren Jolly is 39. He played for Melbourne, Sydney and Collingwood before going on to appear in the 9th and 10th seasons of The Block, taking out the series in 2015.
Oh, we'll relax when it's over, mate, I reckon.
What happened then?
And the Academy Award-winning star of the movie La La Land, Emma Stone, is 32 today.
There's people sitting in the waiting room and they're like me, but prettier and better at the... because maybe I'm not good enough.
Finally, remembering Oz music legend George Young, the founding member of the Easy Beats and Flash in the Pan, wrote and produced a generation of hits with partner Harry Vander. He was born on this day in 1946, died age 70 in 2017. Remembering George Young on November 6.